Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalls valour and sacrifice of Sahibzades on Veer Bal Divas, says their lives inspire us not to compromise with integrity and ideas of the nation. Government launches Suposhit Gram Panchayat Abhiyan to improve nutrition and overall well-being of children. President Draupadi Murmu confers Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements. IMD forecasts hailstorm and rainfall in several parts of northwest and central India for next 2 days. India observing 20th anniversary of tsunami which hit South Indian coast on this day in 2004. And in cricket, Australia score 311 for 6 at stumps on opening day of 4th test of Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the vastness of Indian democracy is based on the teachings of the Gurus, the sacrifices of the Sahibzadas and the basic mantra of the unity of the country. Addressing Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, he said the Guru tradition has taught people to look at everyone with equal respect and the constitution also inspires us with the same thought. Mr. Modi said the life of the brave Sahibzadas teaches people not to compromise with the integrity and ideas of the country.
संविधान हमें सिखाता है कि देश में कोई भी छोटा बड़ा नहीं है और ये नीति ये प्रेरणा हमारे गुरुओं के सर्वदा भला के उस मंत्र को भी सिखाती है जिसमें सभी के समान कल्याण की बात कही गई है गुरु परंपरा ने हमें सभी को एक समान भाव से देखना सिखाया है और संविधान भी हमें इसी विचार की प्रेरणा देता है.
He said the constitution also gives the people the principle of keeping the sovereignty and integrity of India paramount. The Prime Minister said Sahibzade Zorawar Singh and Sahibzada Fateh Singh were very young, but their courage was higher than the sky. He said this day of Veer Bal Divas teaches that no matter how difficult the situation may be, nothing is bigger than the country and its interests.
Veer Bal Divas ka ye varsh aur bhi khas hai. Ye varsh भारतीय गणतंत्र की स्थापना का हमारे संविधान का 75वां वर्ष है. इस 75वें वर्ष में देश का हर नागरिक वीर साहबजादों से राष्ट्र की एकता अखंडता के लिए काम करने की प्रेरणा ले रहा है. आज भारत जिस सशक्त लोकतंत्र पर गर्व करता है उसकी नींव में साहबजादों की वीरता है.
Mr. Modi said from history till the present, youth energy has always played a big role in India's progress. On the occasion, the Prime Minister launched Suposhit Gram Panchayat Abhiyan. It aims to improve nutritional outcomes and well-being by strengthening the implementation of nutrition-related services and by ensuring active community participation. Around 3,500 children, along with the Pradhan Mantri, Rashtriya Bal Puraskar awardees and dignitaries attended the event. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi today. The children, who hail from 14 states and union territories, were recognized for their accomplishments in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee received a medal, a certificate and a citation booklet. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, President Murmu paid homage to the bravery and sacrifice of the Sahibzadas on Veer Bal Divas. She highlighted that this day is observed every year to honour the unparalleled sacrifice and courage of the younger sons of the 10th Guru of the Sikhs, Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Congratulating the children who received awards, the President remarked that their work is extraordinary and astonishing. She emphasized that each of them possesses unparalleled qualities and their achievements will inspire all the citizens of the nation. President Murmu also urged everyone to share these achievements on a large scale using different mediums to spread awareness among all citizens.
अपने देश के बच्चों के लिए आदर्श प्रस्तुत किए हैं। किसी ने अपनी जान जोखिम से डालकर बहादुरी के साथ लोगों की जान बचाई, किसी ने मेडिकल कंडीशन के बावजूद दिव्यांगजनों की सहायता के लिए कार्य किए हैं, किसी ने खेल कूद अथवा कला के क्षेत्र में असाधारण योगदान दिया है, तो किसी ने देश प्रेम का आदर्श प्रस्तुत किया है। देश प्रेम की भावना ही बच्चों को और राष्ट्रहित के लिए समर्पित होने के मार्ग पर ले जाती है।
Let's listen to some of the awardees of Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar.
मेरा नाम गोल्डी कुमार, मैं बेबीहार बख्तियारपुर से आई हूँ। मुझे आज प्रधानमंत्री राष्ट्रीय बाल पुरस्कार से सम्मानित किया गया है। महामहिम राष्ट्रपति और प्रधानमंत्री को शुक्रिया अदा करना चाहती हूँ कि मुझे आज इस अवार्ड के लिए उन्होंने मुझे चुना। और मैं एक एथलीट हूँ, मैं 10th क्लास में पढ़ती हूँ, मैं एक थ्रोअर हूँ। और मैं अपने जनरेशन को यही बोलना चाहती हूँ कि आप जिस भी टैलेंट में, आप अपने टैलेंट को बाहर रखें, आप अपने उस फील्ड में आप अपना करियर बनाएं, आप अपने कंट्री को प्राउड फील करवाएं। यही मेरा आप लोगों से बोलना है। धन्यवाद।
नमस्कार दोस्तों, मैं साक्षी गवैपरी कक्षा 3 विशेष में बाजार की छात्रा हूँ। मैं महाराजगंज उत्तर प्रदेश से आई हूँ। मैंने 2 वर्ल्ड रिकॉर्ड का खिताब जीता है। मैंने 1 मिनट में 80 स्पिन्स और 1 मिनट में 30 सेंसेस स्लो को बोले हैं। मुझे इतना अच्छा लग रहा है, मुझे कोई इवेंट को इतना अच्छा नहीं लगा है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute 58 lakh Swamitva property cards tomorrow afternoon through video conferencing, marking a monumental milestone in India's rural empowerment and governance journey. The event will witness the distribution of Swamitva property cards across approximately 50,000 villages spanning 10 states and 2 union territories, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. This event will also mark a major milestone of crossing more than 2 crore property cards preparation and distribution under the Swamitva scheme and distribution of more than 58 lakh property cards on a single day. The Prime Minister will also deliver an address and interact with selected beneficiaries during the event. The BJP today accused the Karnataka Congress of sharing a distorted map of India on its social media, excluding Aksai Chain and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir as part of the party's working committee in Belagavi. Addressing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that the opposition party had done similar things in the past as well, and now it has become clear that the Congress has connections with the power that is trying to break India.
बेलगावी में कांग्रेस के द्वारा जो आयोजन किया जा रहा है उसमें बीजेपी कर्नाटक की तरफ से एक ट्वीट जारी होता है जिसमें भारत के नक्शे में पाक अधिकृत कश्मीर और अक्साई चिन्ह गायब दिखता है। अब इससे एक बात बहुत साफ हो गया है, भारत को छिन्न भिन्न करने वाली शक्तियों के साथ कांग्रेस की दुरभिसंधि का चित्र इस मानचित्र के साथ बिल्कुल साफ हो गया है। और ये बात हम केवल किसी एक आधार पे नहीं कह रहे हैं, कांग्रेस ने निरंतर इससे पूर्व भी भारत के नक्शे के साथ इसी प्रकार की छेड़छाड़ की है।
Ahead of assembly polls in Delhi, the Aam Aadmi Party today accused the Congress of trying to help the BJP in winning the upcoming elections. Briefing media in New Delhi, party leader Sanjay Singh objected to some of the remarks made by senior Congress leader Ajay Makan against AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal. He alleged that Mr. Makan called Mr. Kejriwal as anti-national, which is objectionable, and Congress party must take action against him in 24 hours. Mr. Singh asked India bloc parties to remove Congress from alliance if no action is taken against Mr. Makan. He also alleged that Congress's list of candidates for Delhi Assembly polls appears to be harming the AAP. Delhi Chief Minister Atishe also hit out at the Congress over the issue. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm and hailstorm over northwest and central India for the next 2 days. The weather department said, under the influence of a western disturbance and its interaction with easterly winds, thunderstorm accompanied with hailstorms are likely over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Vidarbh, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh on the 27th and 28th of this month. cold wave to severe cold wave conditions are very likely in isolated pockets of Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad till the 30th of December. The Met Department also predicted a rise in minimum temperatures by about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwestern West India during the next 2 to 3 days and gradual fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius thereafter. The 20th anniversary of the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami has been marked today with poignant tributes pouring in from various quarters of the state of Tamil Nadu, which bore the brunt of maximum destruction among all the coastal states.
Tamil Nadu Governor Mr. R. N. Ravi led the state in mourning the loss of lives at Chennai. He visited the Marina Bay tsunami rehabilitation settlements and joined the relatives who offered tributes to their dear ones. People across the coastal districts of Kadalur, Vizhuppuram, Nagapattinam, Mayiladuthurai, Kanyakumari, Thoothukudi also honored the memory of those who lost their relatives and reflect on the resilience and recovery of the survivors. The devastation unleashed by the fury of massive tsunami waves was unprecedented, and Tamil Nadu was the worst affected state with the loss of 8,000 lives and destruction of about over 120,000 houses. Vadivalagi, RNU, Chennai.
Chief Minister Revant Reddy held a meeting today with film industry personalities, including actors, producers, directors and others at the Command Control Center in Banjara Hills in Hyderabad. Film Development Corporation Chairman Dil Raju led the delegation from the film industry. The meeting comes in the wake of the Sandhya Theatre stampede and the controversy surrounding film actor Allu Arjun's arrest aftermath. The meeting also discussed issues about the film industry and the measures to be taken for its development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness at the passing away of eminent writer M.T. Vasudevan Nair. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said M.T. Vasudevan Nair was one of the most respected figures in Malayalam cinema and literature. The celebrated Malayalam writer and filmmaker, often referred to as M.T., passed away at a private hospital in Kozhikode last night at the age of 91. M.T. had been ailing for some time and was hospitalized since the 15th of this month. India reduced Australia to 311 for 6 at stumps on the opening day of the fourth test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne today. Debutant Sam Conster's 60 sparked the home team's charge with a scintillating half century, marking a dream debut with some stunning strokes. Usman Khawaja 57, Marnus Labuschagne 72 and Steve Smith 68 not out all contributed with 50s on a good batting surface. Earlier, Australia won the toss and decided to bat first. Both the teams have won one match each in the five-match series. In weightlifting, Martina Devi clinched a silver medal in the women's junior plus 87 kilogram category at the Asian Junior Championships in Doha. The 18-year-old from Manipur lifted a total of 225 kilograms to finish second. She also won a silver medal for her clean and jerk effort and a bronze for her snatch. Medals are awarded separately for snatch, clean and jerk and total lift in continental, World Cups and World Championships. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading nearly flat in afternoon trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex was marginally up by 19 points to 78,492 and NSE Nifty 50 rose slightly by 25 points to 23,752 when reports last came in. Meanwhile, the broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was trading in the negative territory. The mid-cap index fell 0.4% and the small cap index was trading point over 0.3% down a short while ago. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalls valour and sacrifice of Sahibzades on Veer Bal Divas, says their lives inspire us not to compromise with integrity and ideas of the nation. Government launches Suposhit Gram Panchayat Abhiyan to improve nutrition and overall well-being of children. President Draupadi Murmu confers Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements. IMD forecasts hailstorm and rainfall in several parts of northwest and central India for next 2 days. India observing 20th anniversary of tsunami which hit South Indian coast on this day in 2004. And in cricket, Australia scored 311 for 6 at stumps on opening day of fourth test of Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne. And with that, we end the midday news.